Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has created a task force to look at ways to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse in the state's Medicaid program. This comes as Iowa is facing a Medicaid budget deficit. State Attorney General Brenna Byrd will lead the task force created under an executive order announced last week. It's made up of leaders of state agencies and departments, as well as a representative from each of the three private insurance companies that manage health care for Iowa's Medicaid program. The head of the Iowa Biodiesel Board says that he's cautiously optimistic about the future of the industry. Grant Kimberly explains that producers are coming off a couple hard years, but almost all of the Iowa biodiesel plants that were idle at this time last year are now running. He says it was a challenge holding on to highly skilled workers through the period of low demand.
I would say most of the biodiesel producers held on to their core staff, at least, so they are able to operate and run, but to operate at a more highly efficient level and at a, and to try to maximize their capacity in a better way, they'll need a bigger workforce, and so that's going to take some time.
Kimberly says he also is encouraged by an executive order signed by President Trump last month meant to streamline the process of claiming a tax credit for biofuel production. The regenerative feedstock rule allows a larger range of acceptable farming practices under the E45Z credit program. A new program aims to scale up conservation practices in 22 counties upstream from the Des Moines metro area to improve water quality. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has details.
The Greater Des Moines Watershed Program includes incentives for farmers and landowners to plant more cover crops and add streamside buffers. Both practices help prevent soil erosion and nutrient runoff, which can feed algal blooms and pollute drinking water. Iowa Secretary of Ag Mike Koenig says other aspects of the program will be announced in the coming months.
We want to keep working lands working, so we're talking about how can we incorporate cattle into the landscape and what does that look like.
Details about precision nutrient management incentives are expected this fall. Funding comes from the Farm to Faucet package signed into law in June. It includes low-interest loans to communities upgrading drinking water and wastewater treatment plants. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
Iowa State Patrol is investigating the death of a pedestrian killed on Interstate 80 in Iowa City early Sunday morning. According to a police report, 28-year-old Yaneli Camarena was struck by two vehicles around 1 a.m. in the eastbound lanes. No other injuries were reported. A Libertarian candidate who was kicked off the ballot last month is asking courts to overturn the decision. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports.
Marco Battaglia of Des Moines was taken off the ballot by a state panel for not using his legal name, Mark T. Anderson, on campaign paperwork. He was running in Iowa's 3rd District congressional race. Battaglia wants to be added back to the ballot. He claims in his petition the panel wrongly imposed a legal name requirement that's not in Iowa law. And he says he's long used the name Marco Battaglia in his political and musical career.
I've gone by it for nearly 20 years, and I've never, ever tried to deceive a single person about it being a nom de plume or a stage name or a tribute to my family.
Two other Libertarian candidates on the governor's ticket were also disqualified last month from running. They're suing to get back on the ballot. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Organizers for this year's Red, White, and Boom celebration have yet to announce a new date for the Quad Cities' largest Independence Day celebration. The Mississippi River fireworks display was first moved from Friday to Saturday due to stormy weather in the area. Event planners postponed the show on Saturday as unpredictable weather loomed again. According to a news media release, the fireworks will be rescheduled and a new date will be announced later. And this is WVIK News.